It's the Midweek Minute with the Superintendent, another edition of this special opportunity in time to recognize what's going on in the Sylacauga City School System. Dr. Michelle Eller back in studio. Last week, we started profiling our veterans that are in the Sylacauga City School System. This week, no different. We're doing the exact same thing here, and we're going to be doing it for the next few months. Chris Thylacker is in studio with us this morning. Dr. Eller, tell us about Chris and your relationship that you forged with him over the few years.
So Chris Thylacker, of course, many may know him as the youth pastor of First Baptist here in town. I got to know him very well going through Leadership Sylacauga, and we hosted an in-house career fair. Mm-hmm. We've been doing that for the past couple of years, and his wife has a degree in graphic arts and had a background with education as far as homeschooling their children. And so we recruited his wife to come work for us, and lo and behold, God opened the doors where we had an opening for a history teacher. And we were able to get Chris in that role as well. So two for one.
Double whammy there. Yes. I love it. That's awesome. Yes. Well, Chris, you are, I know, influential in the community. You mentioned just a minute ago, First Baptist Youth Minister, and you're on the sidelines with the coaching staff and being that positive influence for so many of these students that you impact. Talk to us about your day-to-day and what you love about your job.
So first of all, thank you for having me, just giving me a chance to share a little bit. Day-to-day, I think like so many folks, no one day is the same as the day before. Trying to, shape the minds of young people, provide some unique insights just based on my personal experiences. I teach primarily 12th grade government students, and so again, just my background working at the federal level for several years, having an opportunity to just share, so hopefully the education is not just academic and very sterile. I can share personal stories, but so I go from that to in the afternoons when I'm able to just go walk the sidelines and check on players, and then transition, put my other hat on, and live in the youth pastor world for a while. So it's never a dull moment.
Love it. So you are by trade, prior to your education life, you were in the Army for almost 24 years, right?
Correct. That's correct.
And so, which is why you're here today, because we are honoring our veterans that are in the Sylacauga City School System. So tell us about that time. What did you do? Why did you get in? How did that shape you to be who you are today?
Okay. I like to joke that as a kid, I knew that I either wanted to be in the military or be a garbage man.
Okay.
Because in my hometown, the garbage man got to ride on the back of the truck, yep. And I thought that was the coolest thing ever.
Yep.
And my dad said, and you get all you can eat for free. So,
I love
it. My family has a long history of service in the Navy, mm-hmm. I knew that I wanted to carry on that tradition, just raised from a young age to understand that, the deepest satisfaction in life is found in doing something outside of yourself. And so military service was just one of those things that was natural for me. In high school, I got introduced to junior ROTC at my high school and fell in love with it and found something that I could, I was good at. And so, end of high school, the Army, offered me a leadership scholarship, and, I went to Marion Military Institute, and that's what brought me to Alabama from Central Florida, where I grew up. And then, 24 years, got to see the world, a couple of different combat zones along the way, lots of just great experiences, jumping out of airplanes, meeting some amazing people, blowing stuff up. It was just, the stereotypical Army experience.
That's awesome. So when you heard that, Dr. Eller, and you knew that he had this experience, what did that mean to you to bring him on staff at Sylacauga?
Well, to me, our students need to know there's more than right here. Mm-hmm. And it's more meaningful for them to hear experiences that maybe they're not presented in a textbook. And so, you can hear his passion for service. I've said before, where education is a calling, it's a service. We have the greatest mission field ever in our schools. And so, why would you not want someone who brings that attitude and that demeanor of service in, and then can give those students those real world experiences and challenges to really help shape who they might be.
So, Chris, your experience and your time in the Army, when did you retire?
I retired in March of 21.
Okay. As a
lieutenant colonel.
Okay. So you're getting up in the ranks as a lieutenant colonel, and you were obviously recognized at a young age as being a leader, being offered scholarship to, or, you know, that opportunity to be in at that position. How have those elements in the military life affected you in the civilian life, specifically in the classroom?
I think first and foremost, just life experiences, but I've been in a number of high pressure situations. Everything from, the stereotypical, there's rockets coming in and that type of high pressure situation. On the flip side of that, high pressure of I've got to prepare a presentation that's going to be delivered to at one point the president the next morning. And so, if I can manage to survive through those things, how do I distill that down to a level that's, I can practically extract some good nuggets. But just experience-wise, I was able to command from all the way down at the platoon level up to the battalion level. So my final assignment, I had about 400 soldiers, 12 artillery pieces that I was responsible for. And so there's a lot of refinement that comes through jobs like that. I worked in Washington, D.C. for a couple of years, worked on the at the federal level disaster response type stuff. So in that capacity, I'm briefing members of the Joint Chiefs every day, preparing documents that were going to be briefed to the president. In Afghanistan, I advised at the ministerial level, their Ministry of Defense. So again, just working at that level, it gives you a unique insight into what makes our country so great, in my mind, what makes us so unique. But it also it helped me gain confidence in not just my knowledge, but my abilities, to work with others, to unify people, help them understand, moving in one direction and for a common purpose, that type of thing.
How does the student body and even the kids in the youth group receive what you tell them when they know this backstory from you?
So it's funny. I do every Friday afternoon or every Friday, I do about a 5 to 10 minute ask me anything in all my classes. And the rule is it has to be appropriate. And I get to decide what questions get asked or don't ask. So they submit a question to me and I answer them. And so many of the questions deal with my background and what should I do if, and so it's really become a highlight of my personal week, but they receive it well. I try to tell them, look, I'm not going to bore you with war stories. Look, here's another Army story. I don't want to do that because I know that can become tired.
Yeah.
We were talking about the executive branch of my classes recently. Yeah. And so we talk about how the president and his decision-making process, and we talk about the Situation Room, and I can share stories about, I remember, look, here's an example of a time that I was involved in conversations, that shaped some of these decisions that were being made. And in my mind, it helps bring it to life a little bit, because I know that, I've been a student. I tell them, believe it or not, I used to be a high school student, and and I understand, right? I understand that sometimes this stuff can get really dry. And if I can introduce some sort of hook that helps, helps bring it to life a little bit, then that's a success as far as I'm concerned.
That in the classroom is invaluable. Right. I mean, that's incredible. Yeah. I wish I had somebody like you when I was in school to learn from and have that impact. So, Chris,
thank you.
Be able
to bring history to life.
I know. I mean, yes. Truly. Yeah. I mean, you've lived it, and some of the things I'm sure that you're talking about, you have truly experienced. So, thank you. Thank you for that service, for the service that you have now, and for the service yet to come. So, and I appreciate you, Dr. Eller, for being able to shed a light on being able to recognize recognize the men and women who are in the Sylacauga City school system that have served our country.
Well, I feel like our stakeholders need to hear their story.
Yeah, absolutely.
That it's important. It helps shape who they are, but it also helps shape our system as a whole.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt. Awesome. Well, that's going to do it. We're going to have another one next week,
yes,
right? Okay.
Yes.
I can't wait. This is going to be good. We're going to continue this journey on as we experience and profile and highlight all of our veterans in the Sylacauga City School System. Dr. Eller, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Chris Thielacker, thank you so much. Lieutenant Colonel in the United States Army, retired. Thank you so much. And hey, we'll see you next time.
Sounds great. Thank you.